in basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
You're damn right they're playing basketball. This is the CCN 20, a little early edition, because there's basketball all damn day, all damn night. Even if you're on the East Coast, even if you're on the West Coast, wherever you're at, listen to the CCN 20, where we get you in, get you out as quick as possible. A little music in between. Dan Alexander at Newbie Talk, spinning everything on the wheels of steel, making sure we sound good. I'm Dave Sharapan at Sports BK Kinsick. Newbert, how you feeling today?
Oh, dude, I don't know if I'm ever going to feel 100% again. I'm still sick. Nose is running like a faucet. I don't know what's going on, but we're here. We're early, and we already have some sweats. I told you a couple days ago, Mississippi State was the look for me. They started getting pumped by Izzo's crew. They're crawling back a little bit here, but, man, whether you like are into college basketball, you're not. It's just it's a fun couple days here, man. If you don't like it, then again, like I said, you hate America.
Yeah, you're damn right. This is really a fun couple days, and
it's gonna be even more fun for you. You got the live shows coming up.
We do. I'm preparing for the live show. Peralt's on the Twitter right now, coming at me about we called the show Bostonian versus the Book, talking about the Celtics. Nobody gives a shit today about the Celtics.
No.
Talking about the Bruins. Nobody gives a shit about the Bruins today. Really, I mean.
I hope they choke now. Now I'm anti-Boston after that tweet. I saw it. I was like, there's no need for it. Just enjoy. Do your shit. We're going to tell everyone that Creighton's going to win every game and that they're going to blow everybody out. Just like focus on that today, Peralt. Focus on Creighton.
On what needs to be focused on today. It's definitely not that. Although we will have a quick hockey portion.
Of course.
We're definitely not going to talk NBA.
Lost by the fucking hook. And also, I we'll talk about it. I think the NHL stat keepers listen to the show because by my count, Nylander had like 5 shots on goal. But we'll talk about that in the NHL
That's
segment.
Interesting. It's so – it's now you've experienced it. You're like, wait a second. That was a shot. Why isn't that a shot? Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's – I don't know what a shot is, but we'll take some shots today here on the show. We got to talk college basketball. This Indiana State team yesterday in the NIT was fun. Pat's got him on his show right now on McAfee. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I mean, he just played Gumpy in a one-on-one match.
Wow.
Gumpy's a soccer player.
He is.
And I love Gumpy to death. He's been on this show. And, man, he didn't look good. Noobs, like – As a lacrosse guy, as a former football player, like, can you play basketball?
I mean, I can play pool basketball. When I get in the pool, I'm literally like LeBron James. Like, when the basketball hoop is like at the eye level of me, I literally am I'm a generational talent. You take me onto the actual court. It's funny when we lived back like in Redding, Kayla and I would play one-on-one basketball games and she would fucking smoke me. My only hope was because I have, you know, like 3 feet on her, I would just swat the shit out of her and she would just be like, that's not fair. You're like, you tower over me. I was like, it's the only way I can win. I have to deny you at the basket.
3 feet? I mean, what is, are you 7 foot? She's 4 foot?
I mean, it's not exactly 3 feet, but when she stands next to me, there is a noticeable size difference.
There's a definite size difference. Yeah, it looks like Spud Webb.
She's not a little person, but, and I am not a giant, but there's a notable size difference.
Oh, God bless her. That's good. At least we got a shooter between the two of us. I mean, I was a point guard. I used to dish it.
She's PG. She would dribble circles around me. But I can post up a little bit. I can get you the boards. But outside of that, that's about it.
Yeah, I was a good defender and a good assist guy. And I had to have a wide open shot to make it because I was just too short to me. Guys used to start blocking my shots. Stopped playing in sophomore year of high school. That was enough for me. Well, let's take some shots real quick. I mean, there's 4 first round games today in Brooklyn. I got Thursday's sheet. North Carolina's in Charlotte.
Huge They're favorite. Yeah.
Tennessee's in Charlotte. They're playing St. Peter's, 20-point favorite.
They're going to win, yeah.
Texas coming up tonight. Texas is an interesting game. That's against Colorado State.
I'll be on it right now, Dave. Plus 125 money line sprinkle for me. I'm taking the 2.5. I'm going with our boys, Colorado State. We have to. Right now means everything.
Right now means everything. That's damn right. I'm with it. But Zaid came on Bostonian versus the book and made a huge case for Texas. He's all in on this Texas.
Well,
good luck, Zaid.
Zaid's got to be wrong sometimes, you know? That's okay.
Listen, that guy don't miss too much on the UFC stuff. We're going to have him on this show to give us some UFC plays when the time's right. In Pittsburgh, PA today, NC State is playing Texas Tech tonight. I don't know, Noobs. I'm leaning dog.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people are on Texas Tech, and I get it. I get it. I do. I just don't. I'm a book guy.
Yeah, I get it. I get that. I'm abstaining from that game because NC State, I tried to like ride the fade train with them when they were playing 1,000 games in 2 days. Yeah. So I'm abstaining from that game. I initially, when I looked at that, I looked at laying the 5 with Texas Tech, but yep. I'm staying away from that one, really. Like I said, like my favorite play, Colorado State. You and I, for our little survivor pool, just for edification's sake, we are on Illinois. That's our survivor pick. That's the one that we're going with, the favorite against Morehead State. Yes. And we want to get the Illinois side of things out. Fighting Illini, that's the pick for today.
They're winning today. They're winning a game. I don't know if they're covering the spread.
Other teams I bet on, Dave, I went Oregon. I got a bet on Oregon, and where's my other? Wow. I wanted to get on McNeese, but everybody and their grandmother is on it. So I stayed away. Yeah. Like that's the dog of the day is McNeese.
You do all that work with Wager Talk and you hear the shows, you produce the shows. I mean, you hear it all and that buzz in your ear is when everybody's saying that one thing like that, you get nervous. You know, we got these guys listening to the show and looking for plays late. I'm going to run them real quick here. In Pittsburgh, Oakland and Kentucky, I'm leading dog there. Oakland against Kentucky. Oregon, South Carolina, I like South Carolina. I don't know. I just do. Akron, Creighton. Good luck, Akron. I don't think so. Not today. Creighton may shoot the lights out against that team.
I'm with
you. You might be able to lay that. That one's coming up right now if you're, catch the show after it drops. Duquesne against BYU is going on right now. Duquesne's leading. I like Duquesne in that game. That might be an in-game play if you catch this soon enough. I hope they win. That'll get everybody from Pittsburgh excited. Morehead State, Illinois, we already said it. Come on. Illini.
Fighting
Big
Illini.
10, they're going to get it done. Drake and Washington State maybe end up being one of the best games of the entire tournament.
Agreed. A lot of people on Drake.
A lot of people on Drake. Really good basketball team. I'm not sure about Washington State. Colorado won last night. Kind of got one for the Pac-12. Last hurrah for the Pac-12. Think about this. Almost every team that's playing, as soon as they lose, they're in a new conference, a new life, new everything. So they're playing for their Pac-12 lives, if you want to put it that way. Probably not.
Also, Dave, I know you mentioned that Oakland and Kentucky looking towards the dog. I like the under in that game. I'm on the under.
Dude, really? That's going to be a high scoring game, bro.
I know, but I feel like that's exactly why the total is sitting the way that it is. I know a lot of times you got a high total for a reason. I just think in this one, there's like a common misconception that Oakland likes like running and gunning. They actually slow it down more than people would expect. So I'm looking towards the under in Wildcats and the Golden Grizz.
Love that. See, that's like I got to talk to B. Howe yesterday. He said to say hello to you.
And, love B. Howe.
He loved that beard. And we did it the highest total of the week on 8 in the Box back in the day. We may have to institute stuff like that. We're going to get B. Howe involved in this show, newbie.
I would love it.
Find the time.
He'd probably show up more than you need to.
Actually, you're right. He probably would. I would bet B. Howe for show.
Yeah.
Who's showing up? Who's showing up prepared? Who's showing up first? It's B. Howe. Showing up prepared is Iowa State. It's going to be a tough game against South Dakota State. That's a big number. I want to see South Dakota State because they're called the Jackrabbits. I want to see them cover, but they're going to have a tough time scoring. I like the under in that game.
I like that.
McNeese, you already said it. Really it's a too big, trendy. Strong public dog.
Yeah, too trendy. God. Yeah, Zags. I don't like it.
Samford. Did you ever watch Sanford and Son?
Bleep, bleep, bleep. Yeah, one of the best TV theme songs of all time.
JY came on with us and started singing the theme song to that when he picked Samford. They're going to give him a game. Kansas is in for a dogfight today.
That's fair.
That might be the highest seed that loses today. Nevada and Dayton, I got no clue. Long Beach in Arizona, getting ready to start out in Salt Lake City. Not sure. Not sure about this Pac-12. I'm unsure completely about all of it. That's the NCAA portion of the show, brought to you by our friends at Saks. Ballpark pouch underwear reinvented. Designed to reduce friction, this 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels, and non-chafing flat-out seams. All right, let's move it quick. We're moving. We're grooving. We're playing basketball. We were. But we're going to hockey. We got to go to the ice news. A lot of this stuff gets overlooked on a day like today. There might be some gems on this board.
It's quiet
that we got to give to the people. You've been one of these, like, sneaky hockey guys. You're a lax guy. We'll get to the lax plays if you got them for the people. Did you look at the board today and say, yep, I'm giving that to the CC in 20 today?
Well, I saw Perrault's tweet about Boston and how great they are, which made me initially want to look towards this Rangers game. I like the Rangers to make a little noise against Boston, but I like them to do it from the scoring angle. Team total sitting at 2.5. Over. Rangers team total. Over. Minus 130.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Winnipeg's playing New Jersey. I got Winnipeg in that one. They call them the Peg. Like the hockey.
The Peg. Like to go, oh, I don't like that.
Peg. Peg's good. Like,
that's too much.
Look up the Urban Dictionary definition of Peg, and it's not good.
No, it's not good.
Call them the Peg.
Yeah, it's don't. We can't call them the know. Pegs. No, yeah. You learn real quick. You can't just be casually dropping Peg around.
Cannot. And I did that when I was talking about the hats on the other show on Boston versus the Book, and everybody was making fun of me. I didn't know.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's like, Steely Dan, Peggy, don't lose that number? Or is it, you know what I mean? But lose that number. You can lose that Peggy number.
Excellent work. I don't know. This kid's an old soul hit you with these music references. That ain't nobody under 30 has a clue what you're talking about. That was really good. You know what else is really good? Edmonton at home against Buffalo. Sabres might be having a trouble tonight, although that game's going to go over. That's probably an overplay. And again, this is an early look at the hockey. A lot of the work that I usually do before we usually drop the CC in 20. These aren't like strong plays yet, but Chicago and Anaheim is the shit game of all shit games, okay? You know what I like to do when I see two shit teams? It's over. Over the six in Chicago and Anaheim. Seattle's coming to Vegas to lose. The Kraken are going down today, not winning the game. Vegas in regulation. That's all I got you for the hockey news.
Yep.
I like the Ranger team total over. I really hope the Rangers win. You know what would be nice if Yanitsi came in today, because people are cheering for him.
No shot.
He shows up.
I mean, we have at most, Dave, 5 minutes left on the show. I'm betting the no. He said, give me a heads up so I know how long I have. Give me a heads up, boys. Yeah. Or,
you know. You don't take a lunch.
I'm not drinking no more.
No lunches when you work there, and he couldn't even go out to his car to join us. I mean,
can't even go and say, you know, pop a squat, hop in from the potty. I would rather have him hopping in from the potty than hopping in on the fucking treadmill like he did yesterday. What was that? What was that? We get it. You work out, man.
At least if he sat on the bot and called,
it would be quiet.
It would be quiet.
Jesus.
Yes. He was in the gym pumping it
out. Looking at his tits the whole time. He just had the camera just focused on his chest. I was like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Oh, that's the hockey portion of the show, boys and girls. What about the lax?
Oh, yeah.
What about the lax?
Lax has been rolling, Dave.
You got the show today, right?
Yeah.
You're going on lacrosse
today. Yeah, we're gonna actually do it on Friday because I got a game to call tonight for the Palisades Dolphins. We're playing St. Francis. I like our chances. I would lay it with Palisades. That's all I'm going to say.
Big number?
Oh, I would put us about 6.5 goal favorites.
I
watch the film. I do the scouting report. We're looking good. I also watch the film and do the scouting report in college lacrosse. And the scouting report tells us, why the hell is Mount St. Mary's favored over Wagner? Give me the 3.5 with Wagner. Sprinkle on the money line at +320. Wagner versus Mount St. Mary's. Game is Saturday, so you have time to get to it. This line is going to move because when people hear this show, they're going to bet it. Get the 3.5. Get the +320. Wagner over Mount St. Mary's.
Love when you do that. I didn't even know either school had a lacrosse team.
Now
that's
you know
when you tell well, people this stuff, you got to go find it. You're on your own wherever you can get lacrosse. But
DraftKings, FanDuel, all of them have it.
They have it up now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
2 days in advance.
Well, so they got Saturday games by like Wednesday night.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Robinsons and the Parallelograms that are listening to the show are going to have a field day if they start beating these closing lines, which they seem
I do all the time. I don't think so. What it was the other day? I forget what team we gave. We gave them out at +13.5. Line closed 9.5.
Yeah, that's you not know, good.
Come
I
on,
mean, that's
boys.
Not good for your betting future. That's good for your pocketbook and. You know, for your wallet, you will win, but until you win too much, then you...
I throw in a couple parlays here and then. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you got to throw in a couple donkey bets.
Speaking of which, did you hear the news about Ohtani?
Jesus, I mean, this is bad, Dave.
This is bad.
This is bad.
This is not good. This is not good because there's more of the investigation. The guy that he was betting with is a guy that's based in Southern California who... I mean, I talk about people nobody knowing shit. Let's just say he's probably a familiar face around Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I don't know. I got a question today from Blewett, a random text that said, do you think Ohtani was betting? I don't know.
I think so.
It looks that way, does it not?
Well, it just seems like, and you know, I'm not, I don't have any information in this story that does, but doesn't it seem like, I mean, for what we know about Major League Baseball probably knew about this before the story came out. Like, let's be real about that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think anybody really knew.
I don't know, man.
That was, I mean, they didn't know. Because they sent him to Seoul, like together. They were hanging out and stuff. Wait. What happened?
What the fuck?
What?
With 2 minutes left on the show? What the hell is going on here?
Just in the nick of time, huh?
What the hell? We were just
coming in hot.
We were just talking about Ohtani. This is bad. This is bad, right? Mr. Yannitti. This is bad.
I got no comment.
That's fair smart. Enough. That's smart.
That's good.
That's smart.
No comment.
That's smart.
I've got to keep it that way. Give us a comment. You got about 45 seconds. You got any basketball
You got any plays?
Yeah. Nuggets -9.5.
What? It's college NBA? Basketball. We get Nuggets?
Yeah.
All right. We're laying it with the Nuggets. We're on Colorado State today. Are you riding with us +2.5? Are we making a squad ride?
Yeah, of course. I'm a rider with the boys.
Well,
let's go.
I'm also I was on BYU, but it don't look too promising.
No, that doesn't look too good.
Nah, try to tell people.
State on there, Michigan State on there.
But Colorado State though.
Now I can't help it that I'm custom made. I can't help it that I look good, smell good, woo, can dance all night long. I can't help it.
Consensus.
We're back, baby. The kids out walking, talking, and showing up. Cash all the tickets that you need.
Wow. Showed.
Everybody was betting, though. The line moves steamed against you.
Nobody knows nothing. I'm out of here.
He's out. That's it. Shut him off, dude. That's the show. In and out in less than 20 is the challenge. We meet it every day. There's plays. There's music. Dan Alexander, Tony and EC, I'm Dave Sherapan, CC and 20 out.